In an interview with Breitbart News, Senator Ted Cruz said the greatest trick the left has ever played is to convince the world that America doesn't share our values. America remains a fundamentally center-right country with Judeo-Christian values, and these are common sense principles that America was built upon. And just like in 1980, it took millions of men and women across the country to come together and become the Reagan Revolution. Likewise, today it will take a similar army of courageous conservatives to result in the same sort of fundamental change we saw in 1980. Our nation is in crisis, and the Washington elites cannot solve this problem. It can only come from the American people. That is where our focus and energy is directed, and I'm incredibly encouraged by the enthusiasm we're seeing right now. This focus of Ted Cruz to appeal to values voters is said to be upside down by many in the governing establishment and by liberal Republicans. Even the headline on the Breitbart News interview story said Cruz was breaking all the rules. The problem with this seemingly widely held position is that such flies in the face of electoral reality. Whether the two elections of Ronald Reagan or the recent two of George W. Bush, the difference between their campaigns and those of the loser Republicans is that the winners made a clear effort to appeal to values voters, religious and otherwise. Given that Republicans, as recently as Romney, have lost largely due to part of the conservative base staying home, pundits and politicians who say GOP candidates should minimize the social issues show themselves to be utter electoral fools. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.